VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. An eight-story building in a residential area of Istanbul collapsed on Wednesday, killing at least one person and trapping several others under the rubble. Istanbul's governor told reporters that records show 43 people lived in 14 apartments in the building. He said the top three floors were built illegally. Foreign ministers and senior officials from the U.S.-led anti-Islamic State coalition are meeting in Washington this week to develop plans in response to President Trump's decision to withdraw American forces from Syria. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said now is not the time to let up on ISIS.
We must recommit ourselves to the goal of permanently defeating ISIS. For our victory to be final and enduring, ISIS must no longer pose a threat to our respective homelands or function as a global network. There must be no more safe haven from which it can operate.
The meeting is being held at the State Department. Some countries are worried that the U.S. troop departure could endanger gains that have swept ISIS from more than 99% of the territory it once held in Iraq and Syria. President Trump surprised many of Washington's allies and partners, and even some of his own military commanders, when he declared victory against ISIS in December and announced that about 2,000 American troops in Syria would be coming home. Since then, the White House and other top American officials have sought to clarify that while the terror group's self-declared caliphate is on the verge of complete territorial collapse, the U.S. understands the fight against the group itself is not over. Russia says it will do, quote, everything required to support Nicolas Maduro as Venezuela's legitimate ruler. Russia accuses the United States of backing an attempted coup by recognizing Juan Guaido as the country's interim president. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing the United States of imperialism in its efforts to oust the Venezuelan president. Erdogan's latest verbal attacks in support of his ally, Maduro, comes amid growing U.S. pressure on Turkey to end support for the beleaguered Venezuelan leader. High-level talks between the United States and China are set to resume next week in hopes of ending an escalating trade war between the two economic superpowers. On Wednesday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin confirmed to reporters at the White House that he and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer are headed to Beijing, quote, with a large team. Both the U.S. and China have expressed a desire to reach an agreement to avert a March 2nd deadline imposed by President Trump for an increase in tariffs on Chinese products. U.S. allies have given a cautious welcome to the announcement of a second summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. It's to be held later this month in the Vietnamese city of Da Nang. The planned meeting was the major foreign policy announcement Tuesday. In President Trump's State of the Union address, he said the rapprochement with North Korea, which began with a summit in Singapore last June, was a major success of his presidency. A new report by the United Nations claims North Korea is working to ensure its nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities cannot be destroyed by military strikes. VOA correspondent Steve Miller reports from Seoul.
The announcement by UN monitors comes ahead of a meeting between U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea Stephen Biegun and his North Korean counterpart in preparation for a second denuclearization summit. The UN report found evidence of North Korea using civilian facilities, including airports, for ballistic missile assembly and testing, with the goal of effectively preventing decapitation strikes. President Trump has hailed tremendous progress in his dealings with North Korea and set the date for his second summit with Kim Jong-un for February 27th and 28th in Vietnam.
Wednesday was observed as the International Day of Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation. Coinciding with the day, the United Nations is calling for action to eliminate the procedure by 2030. The UN estimates at least 200 million girls and women alive today have been subjected to female genital mutilation, a procedure that partially or totally removes female genital organs. The UN says every year more than 3 million girls between infancy and age 15 are at risk of being subjected to the harmful and abhorrent practice. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.